Hi, good morning, Rebus. I hope everyone is well. The Mu'ei Nayim has it in Parshas Hazinu. He quotes from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says, I just want to read basically two lines, maybe it's even a little less than two lines. Dehine tshuva hi mitzvah sesim min HaTorah. Meaning that we find that the Torah has the expectation of that will be Oved Hashem b'simcha, tachas Hashem avata Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. And the Baal Shem Tov says we don't find that the Torah makes an exception. We don't find that the Torah says, but Hayos, that as Rabbeinu Yonah says, the ikar of tshuva is mevirus halev, and yet we don't find that tshuva is an exception to this mandate of avodas Hashem b'simcha. So apparently it isn't. Ad kan dvarav that we're quoting. He goes on to talk about some other yanim that are. That we're not focusing on at the moment. But what's taka the pshat? So how do if the ikir of tshuva is mevirus halev? Whenever we engage in cheshbon nefesh, you know, if you get a test paper back and you want to get 100, and you know you didn't get 100, so there's going to be, it's not going to be a purely enjoyable experience to review the results. So how do they coexist? How does the Mevirus Halev and the Tshuva coexist? So first of all, even before we make any headway in thinking about that question, I don't know. A human being is capable of contradictory states simultaneously. I think that we all know from experience that. You know, that a person is capable of happiness tinged with sadness, that a person can be simultaneously happy and sad. So the fact that it's a logical contradiction, the ikar of tshuva being mevirus halev and simcha is dava v'hipucho, it's a logical contradiction, but we recognize that maybe in the world of logic, that's an impossibility. But in our world, in the world of human experience, it's very much a viable and combination. Okay, that's just sort of in general. But in particular, how does it coexist? So a little bit of a mashal perhaps is as follows. Let's say, imagine you have someone, Rachman Litzlan, with a very serious illness, who has to undergo some very, very difficult treatment. However, in this instance, in this hypothetical case, he has a guarantee that the treatment is going to be successful. That guarantee in no way is going to diminish the physical effects of the treatment. The treatment is still going to be a very difficult treatment to endure. But unlike other cases, in this case, there's a guarantee that the treatment will be successful. And without the treatment, it's no good. It's no good. It's not really a question of optional treatment. So when he comes in to the treatment center, so if he'll be greeted and asked what he's experiencing, what he's feeling. Is he happy to be there? Does he in the worst way not want to be there? So the answer will be this logically contradictory but humanly very real combination that he can't imagine anything more difficult and more miserable, and he certainly feels that. On the other hand, he's thrilled to be here because of the promise and the guarantee of success and of a cure. And habol yitoy masayin also. When a person takes the a step on the path of tshuva, so he has that guarantee. He doesn't have a guarantee that the treatment is going to be amusing, that the treatment is going to be enjoyable on every and all levels, but he does have a guarantee that it will succeed and succeed 100%. So what is he feeling? He's feeling both. He can simultaneously feel the merivas halev, which is part of tshuva. You know, whatever hours or whatever time, days, whatever is invested. But simultaneously, knowing where it's guaranteed that this path is leading. So there's a tremendous simcha, not only at the prospect of success, but the there's a sense of relief that a person feels just in knowing that the process is underway. Even before the person gets there, knowing that the process is underway is something which is tremendously relieving, encouraging, and uplifting. And that's sort of one level in which to understand that this dialectical combination that even mitzvah tshuva is besimcha. And it doesn't preclude that simcha of mitzvah. Okay, good. So we'll stop here for now. We'll resume with others at 11:30. Have a very good and productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe.